It's time for the new and the next. Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Aussie. He joins us now to tell us about some of the people, places, and trends on the horizon. Welcome back, Carlos.
Arun, it's good to be with you.
So, interesting story you had this week about Mario Joseph. Now, if there's such a thing as a rock star human rights lawyer, I guess that would be Mario. Tell us a little bit about him and these battles that he's taking on in Haiti.
This human rights lawyer, Mario Joseph, a son of a single mother, first he took on their former dictator, Baby Doc Duvalier, who very famously seemed above the law there in Haiti. In fact, despite the fact that he had to leave the country in 86, Duvalier comes back in 2011 and seems to be a guy who's not going to be challenged for accusations of mass murder. But Mario Joseph takes the case, and unbelievably in Haiti, a court actually takes it up. So there's still more to be done, but Arun, guess what his next big challenge he's taken on?
Yeah, so what now?
He's going after the United Nations.
Okay.
He's saying that some of the UN workers, when they came, actually imported cholera.
Right, this was during the disaster relief.
Correct, and so again, a very bold thing to do, controversial in some courts, but the Mario Joseph story, it's a reminder that while people may not be famous, there certainly still is a David and Goliath opportunity in this world.
Now, another story I wanted to talk about, kind of a fun, wacky piece this week about a Zach Galifianakis impersonator. For those of you who don't know who Zach Galifianakis is, he's a great sort of alternative comic, and you probably would know him from playing Alan in the Hangover films.
There is a tiger in the bathroom!
What's going on?
There's a jungle cat in the bathroom!
I'll check it out.
Now Zach has achieved some popularity, but he's not exactly leading man type. But tell me about this guy that is making a living out of playing Zach.
Well, so his name's Thad Kalinowski, a 36-year-old guy from Philly. And a couple years ago,
I just love that the Zach Galifianakis impersonator's name is say it again.
It's Thad Kalinowski.
Perfect.
Too rich, too good to be true. So a couple years ago, Thad hits upon all sorts of bad luck, loses his job, romantic troubles, you name it, and ends up staying at home for a couple of days, growing a beard, puts on a pair of glasses. People start to whisper, and people start to look at him. And a lot of people are thinking he's Zach Galifianakis. Well, he's having a great time all over Philly doing this, and people are buying him free drinks, comping him. And finally, a good friend says, why don't you take this on the road? Why don't you head to Vegas? And before you know it, he is not only making close to $250,000 a year from people paying him to be in front of hotels and other things, but you name it, free rooms, etc. And he ends up in the Hangover 3 in a small bit role. So, you know, we often say that we want to tell you about rising stars like Mario Joseph, but we also want to just tell you about the wild, wonderful, and wacky provocateurs of this world.
Finally, we have something that's new in the world of dating. You have a piece on a speed dating service called Spanglish Exchange. How does that work?
An American expat down in Argentina a couple of years ago realized that she wanted to kind of shake up her dating life and the dating scene. And so she set something up where four times a week they host these events and people show up and you sit at a different table and someone's there. And about 5 minutes into it, an alarm goes off. You got to switch from speaking in English to Spanish or in Spanish to English. And so the idea is to bring together the best of two worlds, dating and learning a new language, and keep things, if you will, a little flavorful. A little unexpected.
Carlos Watson is the co-founder of the online magazine Aussie. Carlos, good to talk to you again.
Arun, really good to talk to you. Look forward to talking to you again next week.
This is the sound of the musical melting pot that is Los Angeles. It's Cuban music, but they ain't Cuban. We'll hear a Vietnamese take on French classical music, Persian and Indian fusion, some Venezuelan jazz, all coming up with world music DJ Beto Arcos in the next part of All Things Considered. This is NPR News.